A longtime coffee shop in the Central West End will close tomorrow. Coffee Cartel at Maryland Plaza and Euclid Avenue has been pumping out the Java nonstop for 22 years. Owner Dennis George says a dramatic drop in business is behind the decision. He outlined his thoughts on what might be causing that decline this morning in a conversation with St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt.
This is basically a business decision, a financial decision, correct?
It really is a financial decision. I mean, that for us, we saw this past year our sales down 24%, 11% last year, and it's just not sustainable to stay in business with such sales decreases as that.
Have you been able to identify any reasons for that drop?
There is no one real reason why our sales are down so far. I mean, it could very well be a combination of things as we suspect. Could be the fact that a third of our business is patio business, and we literally skipped spring this year, and it seems we're skipping fall as well. And that's typically a time that people come and enjoy the patios in the Central West End, and so we saw really a zero patio business this year. People just didn't want to be out in the heat. There's also the element of petty crime in the neighborhood, aggressive panhandling, parking down here. All of those things contribute to a consumer having challenges. I think the reminder in the lesson here is that we as a community do need to address whatever issues we can to deal with the aggressive panhandling, to really get the message out that folks need to also support local businesses.
Those issues you outlined, the petty crime and the panhandling, I take it you've seen a significant increase in those just in recent years, or has this been growing over the 22-year period?
You know, it's been growing. I'm really proud that in the Central West End, in this zip code, we house more social service agencies than any other zip code, and that's fantastic. I mean, that's really a great testament to what this neighborhood and this community is and helps to support itself. And we've seen an increase in people approaching folks on the street asking for money. And, you know, we've seen in recent years, and certainly most recent year, you could sit down at a table and be approached four or five times in a 45-minute period. I think the city and our social agencies for sure need to figure out how to address that, because there are some serious issues with folks being unhoused and need assistance, but also folks who are out on the street who are seeking money. And that's not the only reason why we've seen declines in sales. I think that's only one of many issues that exist for us as a small business.
At any point, did you consider maybe moving to another section of the city or into one of the suburbs?
You know, I did look at other neighborhoods, but there is no other neighborhood like the Central West End, so I don't know that we would have fared any better anywhere else. This neighborhood has been and does proudly support us, and that's a good thing, but it's just not enough.
Despite the issues you've outlined, what I'm hearing here is a guy who still believes in the Central West End, I guess the ecosystem, for lack of a better term, that we have in that unique area of the city. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, what a great neighborhood it is. But even this neighborhood has seen a transition in the 22 years that I've been a business owner. I'm also born and raised in St. Louis and grew up in this neighborhood as well. And what we've seen is really a change in the way consumers react to businesses. This neighborhood has become a destination. So what happens is people will come down to a specific restaurant, they'll eat at that restaurant, and then they'll leave. Where in the past, you'd come down to the Central West End and you might window shop and go into a couple of the boutiques, and then you might have dinner, and then you might come out of that dinner and go to another business and have dessert. That doesn't really happen anymore.
Open 24 hours for 22 years. How emotional is this time for you now?
It's pretty tough. We were more than a business, I believe, and our customers certainly have said that. I mean, we were a community center, a safe space. And you think about just the LGBT community, for example. 22 years ago, we were the only place that folks could go and feel safe if they didn't want to go to, say, a bar. We've supported regularly 450 different charities throughout the year and 50 sports teams that we're sponsors of. I think we've been a good partner and a good citizen, and for us, that's the hard part, is knowing that some of those supports are going to leave. That's what really Cartel has been, a melting pot of St. Louis organizations and peoples and groups as well. That's the sad part of this, really.